Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have the email address on the account you were calling in about?
What, number one, what was your name again?
My name is Kenya.
Kenya, like the country?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what do you need?
I was asking for your zip code.
Oh, 48843.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Mary Rowland.
Thank you. And could you spell your last name for me?
Rowland.
Thank you. And let me see. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me. And your first name, that was Mary?
On my order, I just used my initial M.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay, so I couldn't find your name with the zip code. I could also try to get it located if you could provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged, please.
I don't know. It doesn't show. I could give you the order number.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't need the order number. Let's see.
This goes back to September 1st.
Okay, well, I can try it with the order number just to see.
It's 257-849-975.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
3430 Neyland Circle, Howell, Michigan.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like this was on... Looks like this was September 31st.
First.
You paid the shipping, which was $6.70 for the neck massager. That was your free gift. And then you were charged the $49.97, and that got you a $125 gift card for the online store that was called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Okay, that $49, whatever, that was for what?
It was for a $125 gift card, and it's to our online store, which is called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
That was not made plain at all on the internet, and I didn't receive the card in any event.
Okay. Well, I understand. So if you remember when you first paid the shipping for your free gift, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card.
But I didn't okay. Let's say it did show that. I didn't receive the card.
Well, it's emailed to you once you're charged. So when you
I
were charged, you
didn't
received an
receive
email
it, period.
from. Okay, well, if you did not receive the email, then I can go ahead and put it into the system for you to receive it now. And it's going to be from Factory Direct Savings Store.
What's the first name of that?
Factory.
Factory, okay.
Direct Savings Store.
Well, if you charge me $100 and I get a crummy card for $125 for something I probably don't want anyhow, I swear I did not read that or see it. I was simply purchasing the necklace massager.
Okay.
I'd like my money back.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. And so, with you agreeing to those terms and conditions, it is a valid charge, but since I understand as a courtesy, I can do a 35% refund for you.
35%.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't receive product or service for $100.
Well, I do see here it looks like the charge was already disputed.
Yes, for that reason.
Yes, ma'am. And so with there being a disputing process, I would not be able to refund it, unfortunately.
And what's going to happen with the dispute? Are you going to tell the bank it's 35% too?
No, ma'am. So basically, we would not be able to assist in the charge with their with the dispute being finalized. And so we could have got it refunded for you before disputing, but since it has already been a dispute on it, we would not be able to assist in that charge.
Oh, come on, people. It was disputed because I couldn't find my original invoice because it was so old. I finally found it in some papers to be shredded. I've been looking for it all this time.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
That's very nice of you. However, what are you going to do about the dispute?
So your account has already been canceled. But with there being a dispute, we would not be able to assist in that charge. We can just make sure
Why?
it has been. Because basically, when
Why?
you dispute, that blocks us from doing anything. That blocks us from charging you. It blocks us from refunding. It blocks us from assisting in the account altogether.
How about if I cancel the dispute right now? What would happen?
Well, it looks like it's already been finalized. And
And
so you wouldn't be able to cancel it because the dispute has already been done.
as of what date? It was reopened. When I got this information, the bank reopened it.
So
So
it
it is
looks like it was
current.
finalized on January 10th. And so that's about to be a month ago.
And I reopened it when I found your invoice. The bank
Okay.
said, I talked to them and they said, great, we will go through this again. If I return your merchandise, which I haven't used, could I get my money back?
Well, no, ma'am. So that was just your free gift. It had nothing to do with the $49.97 charge because that is a membership fee. So your
You're
gift was
talking.
just.
I don't want your stupid membership. All I wanted was the neck massager.
Right,
I have
yes, ma'am.
problems with my back, and I thought, oh, that's small enough. I could put it in the small of my back. I didn't want, there
right.
was nothing about memberships. I'm not that, you know, I'm fairly literate. I can read, I can write, and it was not in, I saw this on the internet. I think I got some sort of a mailing from you. You know how you send them out in bulk?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
I thought, oh, you know, for $8, that might be handy. There was nothing about memberships or whatever.
Right, and so I do understand that you do not want the membership fee, and so this has been canceled. You would not be charged anymore, but with you disputing, you would have to get in contact with your bank for further assistance because we would not be able to assist in the charge.
That's what I've done. I contacted my bank, and they're going to look, quote, further into it and keep the dispute open. You've got pretty pat little reasons that scream scam. Do you have the email or the the website address where I could go and see this thing again?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you give that to me?
Okay, so it's the same as the email, Factory Direct Savings Store.
All spelled out?
Yes, ma'am.
.com, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
We have to pull information out of you. How hard would it have been to say, oh, the website is Factory Direct SavingStore.com.
Yes, ma'am, I did say that earlier when I was explaining the $125 gift card to you.
Oh, and should I order my, quote, free gift with your wonderful card, how much shipping would that cost?
So it's not shipping that's covered with the gift card.
I know that. I assume that based on the wonderfulness of your company. I would have to pay shipping on these wonderful gifts, right?
No, ma'am. It's covered through the gift card. That's what I'm explaining.
You just said it wasn't.
No, ma'am. You said that with the shipping on that. And I said, there isn't any shipping. It's covered through the gift card.
Shipping is covered with the gift card. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of items do you have? Are they all health-related?
No, ma'am. It's all gadgets. So, like,
gadgets. Kind of like a Hanover or a... what's that other one? Basically little junky things, right? Well, you don't have to answer. I know the answer to that. So I'm getting no help from you, right? You, quote, can't do anything. I think you could. If I ask you, if I send back the merchandise, would this whole thing be canceled?
And so what I'm explaining is that the neck massager, it was only the $6.70. So it really isn't any need to return that. And with you disputing, this has been canceled. And so basically, your bank gave you a temporary credit while researching, and then after the research, the temporary credit was taken back due to it being a valid charge, but it was taken back from them. So since you have disputed with them, then you would need to get in contact with them for further assistance because that blocks us from refunding or canceling or billing you or anything assisting in your account.
Well, that didn't answer my question. How about if I can't? You don't show that there's a dispute, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is showing here.
The dispute is showing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What if I cancel that dispute? Can we then proceed with refunds and such?
Okay, well, let me check. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Bear with me. Thank you for being patient on that hold. And so I understand that you have a new dispute in process, but that old dispute has already been finalized. So we would not be able to refund it.
You people are definitely a scam. If I return the merchandise, you haven't lost anything. So why can't you refund my money?
So you already paid.
I'll even pay the shipping to return it.
Yes, ma'am, but the $49.97, it was not for the neck massager.
I know that, but they're connected, right?
Yes, ma'am, but there isn't any need to return the neck massager.
I don't care about need. I'm saying, what if I do that? Would that, you know, your company say, oh, we haven't lost anything on this deal?
Yes, ma'am, and I definitely do understand the frustration. I do apologize for any misunderstanding.
That's sweet of you. Very sweet of you. Now, when I go on this website you gave me, that's going to show me a copy of the ad?
No, ma'am, that's just going to be the website.
Okay, I'm looking for a copy of the original ad that would show me that I didn't, quote, see this.
Okay. You could try to get it pulled up with the website, but if you still don't have the ad on your phone, then there isn't any way that I would be able to send it to you.
There isn't.
No, ma'am.
I see. I see. So why wasn't I sent a card?
You were sent. It's in your email.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, you were sent the email. If you did not receive it, then I could try to send it back to you. I'm not sure if you still have access to that email with the charge being.
I certainly do.
Yes, ma'am. I was saying I'm not sure if you have access to that gift card. I'm sorry, with the charge being disputed, I'm not sure if that cancels the service. But if you did not receive the first email initially, then I can get it sent to you again.
You can, CAN, you can,
Yes, ma'am, can.
and you will.
That's no problem.
And when can I expect that?
I would say if it is a little bit of a delay, then that's about 15 to 20 minutes, I would assume.
Okay. I will look at the card and see how to proceed from there.
Okay.
They have trained you well. You come up with the cute little answers so quickly, you're a good employee for them. I would advise you to go get a job with a reputable company. All right, I can tell that I'm never going to get anywhere with you. Just going in circles. So let's play this game. I'll try working with the card and see what I think about that. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support and you have a great day.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't call it support, but whatever. Thank you, and goodbye. She's gone.
Bye-bye.